Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about the Southern Baptist Convention. They are refusing to ban a church that has female pastors, overtly so. And we're going to dive into this because this story gets a little bit more interesting when the Southern Baptist Convention president, Clint Presley, counter-signals the Credentials Committee, who is responsible for, in this case, protecting the church with female pastors. Now, it's pretty interesting that this church is nominally a Southern Baptist church, yet they are being protected by the Credentials Committee, who determined that they are in friendly cooperation with the Southern Baptist Convention, despite their gross violation of the Baptist Faith and Message 2000, and the long-standing Southern Baptist principle that they do not hold to female pastors. You're not a Baptist church if you have female pastors. You know, go be Methodist somewhere else. So let's dive into this story. But first, I want you to know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org. We have a patron-like system, a free newsletter, but the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. Also, check out Winning Not Winsome, my book. In my book, I'm very bearish on the Southern Baptist Convention. I don't really believe that there's a pathway to victory in the Southern Baptist Convention, but I would be very happy to be proved wrong on this point. So this is an article that I've started. The Southern Baptist Convention, famous for resurging against theological compromise of the mainline denominations. So again, they fought back against theological liberalism, the old school theological liberalism, and also the movement of female pastors. However, you know, they also had the Baptist Faith and Message 2000, which codified these advancements. However, female pastors are a bit of an open secret in the Southern Baptist Convention. I believe it's something like 20% of the SBC 500, which is like their top 500 churches out of like 48,000. So the largest 500 churches, 20% of them had female pastors overtly so. It was either overtly, but or in roles that were similar to female pastors. Another thing to highlight is that there are entity heads in the Southern Baptist Convention that support female pastors. Jeff Eorg of the Executive Committee supports female pastors. Brent Leatherwood, who is the head of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, goes to a church with female pastors. And when I exposed that a couple of years ago, they came after me with a fraudulent DMCA takedown request, for using screenshots of their website, which is absurd and very anti-free speech, and they lost on that because they weren't willing to sue me over that. But anyway, I digress on that little story, but it is very true. A lot of people in the Southern Baptist Convention have female pastors, and this church, which we're going to talk about, is called New Spring Church. It is in South Carolina, and it has 13 locations. It is one church with 12 franchise locations and, you know, a main hub. So that's the type of church we're dealing with. Very common in the South that you have churches like this, where you have, you know, multi-campus mega churches that broadcast another church service on their screen. It doesn't feel real, but a lot of churches in the South do this, I am told. And this is the church website. Just to be clear, it's still there. We got this woman named Meredith Knox, who is listed as a teaching pastor. And yes, she is a regular teaching pastor at this church. She teaches a lot. She does a lot of sermons there. So there is no doubt they're not just calling her a pastor when she's not functioning as a pastor, which is one of the claims that the liberals make. She is legitimately functioning as a pastor, and illegitimately, I should say. She is functioning as a pastor despite her lack of qualification to do so. Pastor Rhett Burns I believe he's also a South Carolinian pastor. I could be wrong about that. He broke this story regarding the Credentials Committee's decision not to disfellowship this church. They wrote a letter saying, "This letter is to inform you that your submission has been reviewed by our committee, and an inquiry of the church was conducted. Based on the information available to us, our committee has formed the opinion that New Spring Church closely identifies with the convention's adopted statement of faith, and it and should be considered a cooperating church within the Southern Baptist with the Southern Baptist Convention. Therefore, we have closed our inquiry of the church and declined further consideration at this time. So that is from the SBC Credentials Committee. And Rhett Burns is the guy who broke that. So just to be clear on, you know, who's on this committee, we have Philip J. Robertson, who's part of the executive committee. We have Don Currents, who's the registration secretary. But there's 9 members on this committee. So that would also include Carolyn Fountain, Barry Rayleigh, Megan N. Stedman, who, again, she goes to a liberal church, as William Wolf aptly points out. She is the vice chair that we know of. And I'm not sure how up to date William Wolf's information here is, but she's the, you know, at one point she was the vice chair, but she's still on the committee now. And she goes to Jay Atkins Church, and that guy's a hardcore liberal in the Southern Baptist Convention. So that's a pretty red flag to me. Then we got Jonathan Sims, who he talks about having a connection. He goes to Image Church, whose pastor used to be on the staff of Summit, the Summit Church, which is J.D. Greer's church in North Carolina. Sam was celebrated as the first Asian American to chair one of the SBC's standing committees. So I guess he was celebrated as a diversity hire, but it's kind of odd because he's seemingly otherwise an odd pick. Because he's a seminary student. But back to the rest of the committee. We also have Kevin James. Then we got Christopher Osborne. We got Arthur De Leon. And then, of course, Jonathan Sams, who whose term expires in 2027. So he's going to be on there for a while. So What exactly is going on here is that they have a pretty stacked liberal committee, but this is an oddly assembled committee. It's not like J.D. Greer is handpicking these or Bart Barber is handpicking these. These are kind of picked indirectly. So there is a chance that this organization could have otherwise been more orthodox than the executive committee is now or the presidents of the Southern Baptist Convention have been. Because the presidents of the Southern Baptist Convention, they've had like 4 liberal presidents in a row. Steve Gaines, J.D. Greer, Ed Litton, Bart Barber, and Clint Presley is perhaps the least liberal of them. He's still kind of woke on things like illegal immigration and probably also the issue of race. But he does hold the line on female pastors. He did support the Mike Law Amendment last year and the year before that, despite the fact that the Southern Baptist Convention establishment threw their weight in behind protecting female pastors in their midst. Clint Presley has surprisingly countersignaled the Credentials Committee and their decision not to disfellowship New Spring Church in South Carolina. He says, "My understanding is that our Credentials Committee deemed a church in friendly cooperation that has a female teaching pastor. The committee needs to take another look at this one. Our statement of faith is clear about qualifications for a pastor." So Clint Presley is countersignaling the Credentials Committee and publicly doing so. That is actually commendable. And like I said in last week's live stream, he is a step above Bart Barber. He is not as bad as Bart Barber. I do think he is a company man. He is someone who has said the Southern Baptist Convention has enough transparency. We don't need more transparency, even though that's not true at all. And I discussed that in the live stream last week. But the idea that he's actually holding the line on female pastors is a good sign that, hey, maybe there's a chance. I'm saying there's a chance that the Southern Baptist Convention can be saved. And weaponizing the Credentials Committee against liberal churches is the pathway to do that. It is the pathway to change the electorate of the Southern Baptist Convention on the floor of the convention so you can get orthodox presidents to then get committees that are stacked with your guys. And it'll take a lot of years to take over the Southern Baptist Convention for good. But it took just as many years for the evil wolves to take over the Southern Baptist Convention. What's also interesting is Bart Barber also chimes in. He says, I generally want to be quiet, deferring to Clint, but I thought it might be helpful to support what he says here. This decision seems not to have given sufficient consideration to the overwhelming voice of the messengers expressed in 2023 and 2024 on similar cases. So it's pretty interesting that even Bart Barber has come out in support of Clint Pressley's countersignaling of the Credentials Committee. So what does this mean? It does mean that there is a chance that the Southern Baptist Convention will rehash the debate over female pastors once again in 2025 in Dallas and firmly decide to pass the Mike Law Amendment again so that they can then come back in 2026 and ratify the amendment to ban female pastors from the Southern Baptist Convention, deeming them not in friendly cooperation because the Credentials Committee has failed to do its job. So one of the ways that liberals tricked Southern Baptists into doing this was last year they kicked out churches with female pastors, and it was kind of a ruse to convince Southern Baptists that the system works. Clearly, what we're seeing now is the system does not work, and it's time to pass the Mike Law Amendment so we can kick out these churches and shift the electorate of the SBC in a more orthodox direction. And also maybe get Brent Leatherwood fired from his job because he does not go to a church that is in friendly cooperation with the Southern Baptist Convention. So a lot of things that we can do here to right the ship of the Southern Baptist Convention. I'm not convinced we have the numbers to do it. I'm not convinced we have the leadership to do it other than the Baptist leaders, but they represent maybe 10% of the Southern Baptist Convention. We need to do a lot better if we want to change this, and I'm bearish on the ability of them to do it, but I will still support their efforts nonetheless. So those are my thoughts. That's the story for today. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.